Warm on a 1.3. Every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another great organization in Rochester that do great things for folks of Rochester. And for as long as I think I've been alive, Lollipop Farm's been there. And today we're talking with Ashley Zabe from Lollipop Farm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. I know we spoke in December because people were getting pets. And, you know, and I know during the pandemic, people were getting pets. And I thought, you must have some issues in the summer. And one of the questions I have is that were people returning pets after the pandemic?
You know, we actually have a very low rate of return.
Oh.
It's something just like 3% of pets that are adopted from Lollipop Farm get returned to the shelter.
I'm so happy because I was worried about that. I really, really was because I've heard those stories, you know. Well, I'm sure you have some issues in the summertime that different things happen. What are some of the important things facing a Lollipop Farm at this time?
Yeah, you know, one of the things, and this is every summer, it is kitten season. When it gets warm out, those community cats are out and about making friends and making kittens. and so we have, we have large intakes of cats during this season. We can get up to 20, 30, sometimes even 50 in a single day due to the fact that we're getting them by the litter, right? So, you know, we've been really looking for people to help us with supplies, like things like kitten formula and other things that we need, which you can find on our wish list. One thing that has come out of the pandemic that we're seeing is some dogs that are coming in that, you know, they haven't seen a lot of people throughout this time.
Right.
And so some may be under-socialized, especially if somebody did get them as a puppy. And now they're a year old, and they didn't really have a lot of exposure to other people of no fault
right,
of
their
owner,
own. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because everybody was quarantined.
Exactly.
And so that's coming up as a very big issue, as well as some separation anxiety that we're seeing in pets as well, which can be dangerous and also very hard. Both issues can be very hard for an owner who does not have a lot of experience. So one of the things that we're actually actively recruiting for now is for large dog foster volunteers, and not just for behavior issues, but for medical issues too. The shelter environment, you know, it can be stressful, particularly for this type of pet, because they, as much as our dog walker volunteers get out there and they try and walk them all the time, they really rest and recover and are the least stressed in a home environment.
Right.
So we're recruiting for dog foster volunteers. Anybody interested, go at lollipop.org/dogfoster and sign up, and we'll get you everything you need. We provide all of the food, all of the anything you might need during that foster.
Well, I'm glad we spoke. We've got a couple of things taken care of that we can help you take care of. Wonderful. So lollipop.org. And, you know, we'll keep in touch, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, Ashley Zay from a Lollipop Farm. If there's someone you'd like me to share the warmth with, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.